For Delmarva Public Radio News, I'm Jamila Crumple. New Jersey residents Ellen, Lorraine, and Terry refer to themselves as sisters at heart. The women said they are connected by their love of giving back. The women have a history of philanthropy, from spearheading national fundraisers for flood victims to assisting in the construction of a facility for homeless women in Atlantic City. Now they are bringing their spirit of giving to Delmarva, purchasing 200 gifts to distribute to the children of Deal Island and the surrounding communities. In lieu of being interviewed, the women wrote a letter to Delmarva Public Radio. In the letter, the women, who have friends in Chance, said that the gifts are their way of honoring the memories of their late husbands and spreading some joy in the community. "We only hope you have a Merry Christmas and enjoy this as much as we have," the three friends wrote. On December 11th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., the gifts that the women, in collaboration with Santa Claus, have gathered will be presented at the Deal Island Chance Volunteer Fire Department. Donald Ford, the chief of the island's volunteer fire department, said there are some families in the community that could use the extra help during the holidays.
"Oh, I think it's a great thing. I mean, we've got some children around can use it, and anytime you can put a smile on a child's face, that's a good day."
The gifts are categorized according to age, newborn to 16 years old. Chief Ford said he's already thought of a response to inquisitive children who may ask why their Christmas gifts have arrived early.
"They know every year we have Santa comes in early, and they think that we're just helping them deliver a few extra gifts, and they tend to go along with us."
The Sisters at Heart won't be at the event because they will be in New York, passing out gifts at an assisted living facility. I'm Jamila Crumple.